Gene Simmons lashes out at unvaccinated, "You are an enemy." By Joshua Kaplan on November 11, 2021. KISS frontman Gene Simmons took aim at unvaccinated people during a recent interview, referring to them as the enemy. "If you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated, you are an enemy," Simmons, 72, declared in a Wednesday interview with Talk Shop Live. "You don't have the right to go through a red light. Actually, the government has the right to tell you to stop," the longtime rocker continued. "If they tell you you can't smoke in a building, you can't smoke in a building. And that's not because they want to take away your rights, that's because the rest of us hate it. We don't want to smell your smoke. I don't want to catch your disease," he added. "I don't want to risk my life just because you want to go through a red light. This whole idea, this delusional, evil idea that you get to do whatever you want and the rest of the world be damned is really terrible." Simmons then slammed both political parties, Democrats and Republicans, for what disseminating all kinds of nonsense. "I don't like either one of them. Politics are the enemy. Humanism and humanity is what we should all be concerned about. Love thy neighbor as thyself," he stated. "For God's sakes, if I'm going to yawn in your presence, I'm going to put my hand up in front of my mouth. Yawning is not a life-threatening event. You having COVID might be a life-threatening event, and I don't want to catch it." KISS was recently forced to postpone multiple concerts after Simmons and guitarist Paul Stanley contracted the coronavirus and band guitar tech Francis Stuber died due to complications from the illness on October 17. Variety reports. A recent Rolling Stone article sharply criticized the band's pandemic safety protocols during the U.S. tour, with three crew members, speaking anonymously, said the band didn't take strict enough safety measures, which they say sickened several tour workers and potentially cost Stuber his life. "Our End of the Road World Tour absolutely had COVID safety protocols in place that met, but most often exceeded, federal, state, and local guidelines. But ultimately this is still a global pandemic and there is simply no foolproof way to tour without some element of risk," the band said in a statement.